That is unbelievable. Good for Bert.
Damn, the MacArthur genius, Grant.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Everything is stupid and I want to go home.
That's Sheldon's way of saying he's proud of Bert, too.
Yeah, it's not even called the Genius Grant. It's the MacArthur Fellowship. Just like it's not Frankenstein, it's Frankenstein's monster. Which brings us back to that hulking simpleton over there. Now, if anyone's a genius, it's me, the way I brought that full circle.
How much money did he win?
Over $500,000. Wow.
And he doesn't have to use it for research. He can do whatever he wants with it.
Oh, good. Maybe he can build a nicer bridge to live under.
Here it comes. Wait. Be polite.
I know how to behave.
Do you?
Hey, congratulations, Bert.
Yeah, it's
good for you.
Thanks. I was as surprised as anybody. When they called and told me I won, I didn't believe them. And then they said, no, you really won. And then I said, cool.
Someone called George R.R. Martin. This guy knows how to finish a story.
Gotten pretty good at telling it. Oh, see ya.
Some genius. I zinged him with sarcasm. He didn't even notice.
I know. And it was the greatest sarcastic quip I've ever heard.
Well, aren't you a peach?
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait a minute.
The earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery, and it all started with a big bang.
Who leaves their bike in the hallway? You know, if I knew how to ride one, I'd steal it.
Ignore him. He's just cranky because Bert from the geology lab won a big grant.
Oh, I heard him interviewed on the radio. You know, when they told him he won, he didn't believe it, but then he did believe it. It was so funny.
Who listens to the radio anymore?
Bert is studying the way microbes in rocks can survive in extreme environmental conditions.
They say it could be a potential indicator of life on other planets.
No, I've met Bert. Isn't he an indicator of life on other planets?
You used to make those jokes about me. Now everything's Bert, Bert, Bert.
You know, Sheldon, maybe if you took the time to read Bert's research, you'd be less bitter about him winning.
You want me to read a geology paper?
Honestly, I just want you to be quiet, but I'm all out of taffy.
You busy? There's somebody out here who wants to meet you.
Who is it?
Say hello to everybody's little friend, remote control Stephen Hawking!
Where did you get that?
I found him in an old box.
Why would you buy it?
I didn't buy it. I made it.
Last question. What is wrong with you?
What's the big deal?
Howie, it's in poor taste.
No, it's not. Check it out. He says fun stuff.
Hey, good looking. Want to go for a spin?
His eyes also light up in the dark.
It's always fun watching him read someone else's work.
It's like scrolling through the emojis on my phone.
Why? Why? Oh, that's why.
Sounds like the night we had coitus.
I hope you're happy making me read this. Bert's work is remarkable, and I'm more upset than ever. This is worse than when I had to admit that Cedric the Entertainer is actually entertaining.
Sheldon, it's foolish to be angry that Bert's work has merit.
Yeah, well, I am angry. And you telling me not to be angry makes me angry. And do you know how hearing myself say the word angry over and over makes me feel?
Ooh, that's angry?
What are you doing?
I knew the answer. I got excited.
Hey, buddy, why don't we go for a walk so you can calm down?
That's a good idea. I guess everyone's having them now.
Hey, I'm trying to help you.
Fine. You can walk ahead of me and scare off the pigeons.
You just wave your arms a little and they fly away. It's fine.
Okay, Raj, I'm going to show you something. Now, one of us thinks it's offensive. The other thinks it's hilarious and a great idea. But I'm not going to tell you who likes it.
This is tough. But I'm going to say it's the guy who shows me YouTube videos of people getting hit in the nuts.
You're crazy. I've worked with Hawking. He's got a great sense of humor. I think he'd like it.
Okay. Call him and show him. I dare you.
I have no problem calling him.
Fine. You do it.
Fine. I will.
While you're bothering the world's most famous scientist, be sure to show him how funny he looks getting stuck under our dishwasher.
What's this button do?
Gentlemen, start your wheelchairs.
You laughed when that guy got hit in the nuts.
I laughed because the guy was Leonard.
I admire you, Leonard.
Really? Why?
You're happy with who you are. You don't get jealous of other people. Instead of being weighed down by an ambition, you just float along like a dead body in a river.
I couldn't just take the compliment. I had to ask why. You know, I do understand what you're feeling. My brother and sister's accomplishments have always been held over my head.
How did you deal with it?
I wet the bed until college, but I don't think that's a quality fix.
I can't believe I was surpassed by a geologist. I mean, rocks. He studies rocks. If rock is so great, how come paper beats it? Leonard, I'm having a primal urge to throw this rock.
Do it. Visualize it as your anger and toss it out of your life.
Perhaps I will. This rock encapsulates all my negative emotions. I will cast you far away. Feel free to take out a pigeon while you're at it.
Let it fly.
I tried to let go of anger and threw a rock into my foot.
Then he got more angry and kicked the rock with his other foot.
Well, and what happened to you?
Oh, I laughed so hard I burst a blood vessel in my nose. It's fine.
You know, it's one thing to be envious, but now you're injuring yourself. It has to stop.
Although, if you are going to do it again, please let me know so I can get it on video.
You know, Sheldon, instead of fixating on what Bert has, you should appreciate all of the good things in your life. You've got love, you're in good health, you've got a roof over your head.
Yeah, but you've got all those things, and no one's lining up to be you.
Anybody else want to try? I'm going to go make some more tea and question my life choices.
You're up.
This is getting old fast, Dolores. Knock it off.
Do you really think calling me names is helpful?
I do. Your life is fine, you big baby.
Maybe you're right.
Really?
If it helps, I'm questioning your life choices, too.